Terrorists with links to Al-Qaeda stormed a gas production complex in Algeria in January. They wrecked equipment and took hostages. Government forces retook the facility, but not before at least 37 hostages were killed. Experts say energy facilities are targets because they are staffed by foreign engineers who can sometimes be exchanged for large ransoms or bring attention to a cause. The threat is growing in the Middle East, according to energy expert Bernard Weinstein of the McGuire Energy Institute in Texas. He spoke via Skype.
What is new is what appears to be a spurt of terrorist activity in the Maghreb of North Africa.
Weinstein says a risk premium already boosts the cost of oil by up to 10%. Risk affects costs throughout the process of producing, transporting, and selling oil and gas. For example, workers demand higher wages for serving in dangerous areas, and insurance costs more. Higher risk means investors might not put assets into oil companies unless they're assured of higher returns. Violence or the threat of violence can suppress supplies, thereby raising the price. Chris Faulkner is CEO of Breitling Oil. He says the impact of future attacks could be devastating.
The economic repercussions of this thing could be huge. If the needle moved $5 or $8 on oil, what if they had a major disruption in supply and it went by $50? That's going to cause prices of pump of gasoline here to go up. It's going to cause a panic in the economies and the markets, and they can cause significant damage.
Gal Luft, an energy expert, says cyber attacks are a growing concern for energy companies.
And as terrorists and other cyber terrorists realize the vulnerability, they may improve their tactical sophistication and eventually develop capabilities that could wreak havoc in global oil and gas markets.
So far, the most serious cyber attacks have been aimed at power grids rather than at oil or gas production. But Luft says that could change. Meantime, oil prices that spiked right after the Algeria attack remain high. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.